Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Friends, welcome to a very special episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so excited to be here with you today to announce the newest show to join the That Sounds Fun network and have a really important and special conversation. We've got a great show in store for you today. But before we jump into this conversation, I want to take a moment and tell you about one of our amazing partners, BetterHelp. If there are things going on in your life that are interfering with your health and happiness or that are causing you to feel stuck, rest assured, we have all been there, you guys. I found counseling to be so helpful in seasons like this, and so many of our friends here at That Sounds Fun have too. BetterHelp is here for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to connect with in a convenient, safe, and private online environment. You can send your therapist a message anytime, and you'll receive timely and thoughtful responses. You can start communicating within 24 hours, and you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It's really convenient. BetterHelp wants you to have a really great therapeutic match with your counselor, and so they make it easy and free to change if you need to. BetterHelp offers services all over the world. It's the power of the internet, y'all. And they have licensed professional therapists that specialize in so many disciplines like grief, self-esteem, anxiety, family troubles, depression, stress, and more. The right help is out there for whatever it is you're dealing with. This is not self-help. It's not a crisis hotline. It's convenient, professional, affordable, confidential counseling. I want you to start living a healthier life today. As one of my friends, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Join over a million people and so many of our friends who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, I'm beyond excited to share with you about the newest podcast to join the That Sounds Fun network. Now, if you don't know what a podcast network is, the way we describe it is it's like an amusement park of podcasts. Each one is a different ride, but we put them all together in one park because if you like the teacups, there's a good chance you're going to like the roller coaster too. So we have amazing shows like Dadville, Live in Love with Lauren Akins, Be the Bridge with Tasha Morrison, and so many others. And we partner with them on things like advertising and strategy and curating a community for the host so that no one feels like they're doing this on their own. So today I'm thrilled to share with you that Coffee with Kaylee, hosted by my dear friend Kaylee Dickerson, is the newest show in the That Sounds Fun Network amusement park. You'll get to hear a conversation between me and her and a little snippet of her first episode today. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about Kaylee if you don't already know her. She's a former photographer and videographer, and she's married to country music superstar Russell Dickerson. You remember they were in Couples Month a couple of years ago. You can go back and listen to that. I think it was 2018. Put those things together and you have this amazing, relatable friend who documents so well what life is like for a touring family. And because she's so down to earth, basically anytime she shares, it feels like you're sitting down to coffee with an old friend. You caught it, didn't you? Yes, that's why the podcast is called Coffee with Kaylee. That's what it'll be, an episode every Wednesday where she sits down with some of her friends for real stories about their lives and invites us all to join them for a chat and a cup of coffee, or, you know, with me, tea. So here's my conversation with the host of the newest show on the That Sounds Fun Network, Coffee with Kaylee, Kaylee Dickerson. Oh, we're already rolling.
It's going to be an episode.
Kaylee, this is going to be an episode. You showed up at the office today with coffee for everyone. Tell me, I posted about it and someone already responded and said, this is the perfect drink, way you ordered it. So explain what you did.
What I did is I ordered the pumpkin cold foam, like cold brew, whatever that, I can't remember what order they say those words. It's just a cold brew with pumpkin cold foam on top. But the drink itself, like a featured drink on Starbucks, comes with two pumps of vanilla. And that makes it too sweet
for me.
Okay. And so I just do the cold, what I love about it, the cold foam slowly melts into the coffee. So it's like it's got creamer. Because you can't tell them, I'd like my coffee with some cream. Because it's Russian roulette. Like, you could get someone who's like a splash, or it's like, oh, sweet Lord, it's a milk drink. with
right,
ice.
That's right. That's right.
So it's just too much of a gamble. But the cold foam comes out with the right amount.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, because I didn't know there wasn't cream in it.
No, there's not. It just slowly melts.
With the wow.
It's a progressive drink.
Yeah.
But you're on your first, and I'm on, this is my second now.
Oh, well done.
No, I mean.
Well, I'm on my first because I don't drink coffee, but I really wanted this, and it is going to, I am going to clean every surface of my house today.
I really need to. Yeah. So this is great.
Me too. You know why you and I need to clean our houses? Because we will be in them all fall.
Oh, yeah.
Because both, and literally on the same day.
Yeah.
Both. The That Sounds Fun tour and your husband Russell's tour that his shows for the fall all got postponed.
Yeah.
Are you all right? How are you?
We both
cried all weekend.
Yeah, I've cried a lot of tears. He cried some tears, which I'm very proud of my Enneagram 7 feelings.
Right.
Yeah, we're pretty devastated.
Yeah.
And there's no real sugarcoating that. It's what we do. It's what we love doing. And there are people who don't love touring. We do.
Yeah.
And so it feels hard. It feels like initially when the tour canceled, we're like, well, that's fine. We'll keep touring.
Yes. We'll do our
own shows. And finally when we sat down and looked at the logistics of it all, mm-hmm. how we were scrambling and it wasn't going to set us up the way he should be set up. And so it was almost like a second wave of grief.
Yes.
Because we grieved the first one because we were going to be with our friends and that was going to be so fun. And then we grieved again and it was unpacking the bus on Sunday.
Unpacking the bus.
Ooh, I'll cry even talking about it. Yeah. It was brutal. Like it just felt like during COVID, touring was taken from us.
Yeah.
Then it was stolen from us in this fall. And then it felt like we had to lay it down.
Yes. The responses we've gotten and I've seen y'all get have been so generous. People have been really understanding of this. One of the things is like, well, they're letting people gather. This concert is happening and this concert's happening. And I'm like, man, there's just so much that COVID's affecting that people don't see.
Yeah.
Like an ability to get the staff you need for a tour and the ability to get the buses and the trailers. And there's just COVID has affected everything.
Yeah.
There's a safety thing. We both made decisions based out of a safety for the audience and for our crew.
Yeah.
But there's like 9 other factors.
Yeah, it's so complicated.
It's so complicated.
And that's what we were facing when we were going to book our own stuff.
Yeah,
and
me too.
It was just venues are treating things different and it's not as simple as we wanted it to be. And for us, it was honestly too late.
Yeah.
If we would have had since the spring or like a normal runway to book this stuff, it could have happened. But it was just too last minute. And at that point, the venues he should be in, the sizes, the routing, all that stuff, it's just too last minute. And so it is really fun because I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I think I can. What he has for 2022 is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Because we just need more of a runway to do it right.
Yeah.
We've been planning a headlining tour for the past like 4 years. And every time we plan it, then in great news, he gets asked on a major tour.
Yeah.
And so we always take it.
Yeah.
But this has been in the works for so long that it felt like just whipping it together was doing it a disservice of everything he's built, you know?
When we were texting, I was like, all three of us on this text are just devastatedly sad. Yes. And I just kept saying to the Lord, like, do you have anything for me in this? We're allowed to be sad and we're allowed to just grieve, but do you have anything you want me? And I kept thinking about how God loves us. Very basic.
Yeah.
Okay. He loves us. He loves us. And I ended up in John 15 where Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, right? And then he says, the Father, anything that is fruitful, the Father prunes.
Mm.
And so tell me, I know. And
feels
so
like
I just
that.
Was like, in like, 5 areas I feel pruned.
Yeah.
And when it happened with tour as well, it just went like, wait, I was putting all the fun into that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's pruned too.
Yeah.
So the hopeful side for you and I and for Russell and for all of our friends. I mean, Florida Georgia Line had to, which is the tour y'all are on, and Johnny Swim had to postpone, and a lot of shows are having to pull one or two off their, I mean, there's, it's happening to everyone.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the hope of pruning. What do you experience in the hope of it?
And
if you need a tissue, tell me.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. That's kind of what it felt like. Like what I was saying, COVID took from everybody.
Yeah.
Then this fall was a choice to some extent and took in its own way. But then us not scrambling to make it happen.
Not forcing it.
Felt like us having to lay it down.
How many of our friends listening have done something just like this?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like our jobs, or maybe it does, but going like, I have to lay down that job opportunity or that relationship or that moving. I thought we were going to move in 2020.
Or that relationship. And that was me. I mean, when Russ and I broke up, same thing. It feels so much like that.
Really?
Of like, I know that I know that I know this is what we're to do.
Yeah.
And I still have to give it to you.
Yeah. That is such a weird spot, isn't it? When you know the thing you're supposed to do and how it's supposed to go, and you have to surrender it.
Yeah. Because I'm like, this makes no sense. He is on the cusp of his career in such a vulnerable place.
And
right?
has number ones already. I mean, he's a huge
star. Yeah. It's just it's where he's at in live show, right? Like, you're building towards your own arenas.
Yeah.
And to not, it cost us financially, but also cost us people.
Yeah.
And exposure to people that we still need. Everyone still needs, you know? And so to sit back and be like, we already gave this up and you're asking us to do it again?
Yeah.
And now again?
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, when's it going to be enough?
When do we ever surrender enough? Yeah. And the answer, I mean, I said to someone yesterday, like, this is also like majorly slicing my ego.
Yeah.
And like what I put my, here's what I'm good at. Look.
Yes.
Here's
what, look, oh
here's
my gosh.
What I have to offer the world. And it is pruned. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I'm more sure of in the world than Russell Dickerson is supposed to be an entertainer.
That is in my top five as well.
Yeah, there's like truly just nothing I'm more sure of. Like, he will be in stadiums one day.
Yeah.
He will be. And not because I'm like wanting him to be the most celebrity of celebrities. That's actually just not it. It's he is so meant to do it. And every stage I've watched him step on, I'm like, this still isn't big enough for you.
Wow.
Because not because of I want him to be Garth Brooks, but he is capable the way he entertains.
He dressed just like Garth Brooks for the concert.
He did, and it was epic.
It was unbelievable. The concert we did not get to here.
Yeah.
Y'all were already in the building. I wasn't in the building yet. We were still in the parking lot.
Thank God. And thank God his agent had gotten us like the Titan suite or something. So we weren't stuck. It honestly felt like the Titanic was going down that night because everyone was crowded all in this one spot. And I was like,
so weird.
I like went down there because they wouldn't let people up to boxes, but we had gotten up in time.
Yeah.
And my parents were down there.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a security person walk me down. I was like, I have to get my mom out of here. I was like, she's 74.
Right.
She cannot be just standing in this crowd of people.
Right.
Yes, she's vaccinated and stuff, but like, no.
Right.
She's got to get out of here.
Right.
And so it's
really called Garth and be like, you didn't get to reschedule this. You had to cancel these things. How do you feel? I've done with a couple of friends who have canceled and rescheduled ahead of me is I've never felt this before.
Yeah.
How, what am I supposed to feel here?
Mm-hmm. It's brutal. And we've talked with our friends who've had to do the canceling. That's been really healing to just talk to each other and be honest with each other and our disappointments and all of that. It's been really good, but man, it was a dizzy.
Man, what
none of us saw coming, honestly. Yeah.
That is my, you and I haven't talked, clearly everyone's experiencing us like really processing this together. That was probably one of the hardest things to me is it was a whiplash. It was a decision.
Yeah.
It just, everything happened so fast. Once you pull out one domino, all the dominoes fall.
Yep.
And so suddenly.
Yeah.
It was.
Blindsiding.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. And I think that's what was so hard on this Sunday was, first of all, we were celebrating Remington's first birthday. So it's not a day you want to feel sad.
Right.
But they were like, hey, you have to get your stuff off the bus. And unpacking it, I'll cry thinking about it. Like, I was like, this was ours, you know? Like it was losing a home.
I was about to say, you'd made it into a home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had already changed the backsplash and I like picked out the rug and you're like, well, I have to give it back, you know? And it was really, really hard. And I did not see it coming. And like, I text all our friends that morning being like, hey, if you see me look like I've been crying, I have. And I would like to not cry anymore. So don't ask me about this until a later day.
Right,
that is not my son's first
celebrate
birthday.
My son. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to hold it together.
That's right.
And I think that's just the case with anybody. I think artists or podcast authors, like people can look at someone else's life and be like, they have no concept of reality or they don't deal with what I deal with. And I think when you peel back the layers, like even though our lives are unrelatable in some senses. Like people don't
like you live on a bus.
Yeah, people don't wake up in different cities and like open their maps and be like, where am I?
Right.
When I wake up. Because exactly. That's what we do. You know, there are parts that make no sense to anybody. But
that is one of my biggest tips when people go on the road is I'm like, in the middle of the night, if you want to know where you are, just open your maps.
Yeah.
And if you want to know how long till you're going to be home and it's 2 a.m., just open your maps and it'll and put home in and you'll and add an hour. And that's when you'll be home.
Always add an hour.
Always add an hour because you're going to have to fill up on gas. That bus takes a long time.
Yeah, it's at the core of it. Like, we still have heartbreaks too. And we have like—
And you had to hold both. You had to hold Remy's birthday, celebrating this beautiful boy.
Yeah.
And that same day, you're unpacking your home that you thought you were going to live on all fall.
Yeah. It was just a lot, you know, and I just hope people realize people are people, you know, no matter if you know their name or not.
Yes. I mean, I think every single one of our friends listening, if we said, list something today that broke your heart and brought you joy, we can all do that every day, I think. I think it's every day.
That's a great question. That's a good dinner topic.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll add it to our Friday dinners.
That's right. one of the things we are celebrating today is you're launching a podcast.
Yes.
Coffee with Kaylee, which is exactly what you've done for me today.
Yeah, hey.
Coffee with you. Okay, so welcome to the network.
Thank you for having me.
What a huge honor.
Are you kidding me? It's an honor for me.
I believe so deeply in this show you're making and in you as my friend and as someone who's a voice that people will already love and respect and love and respect more as they listen to the show. Why a podcast?
Honestly, the fans. They have asked me to do this for a very long time. And as I've told you, I'm like, I don't consider myself a podcaster yet. I'm just like a girl who has a podcast.
Yeah.
It just happened by accident, honestly. And I just rolled with it, really. Russ was gone on radio tour and I was home alone a lot. And I had to make pour over coffee by myself. And it was a disaster. And I was like, you know what? I knew it was going to be. So I was like, I'm just going to film it. And at that point, gosh, this was—
I was about to say, what year was this?
2016, 17.
Okay.
Like 5 years ago.
Wow.
And at that point, I feel like I just threw everything on the internet. I just like didn't care. And I've gotten a lot more anxiety about it, if I'm going to be transparent, just because everyone's so mad all the time that I'm just like, ooh, I don't know how much I want to let you in.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it because I want to be more transparent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at this point, I just like threw stuff up on the internet and they were like, oh my gosh, Coffee with Kaylee Cut. And they started bringing coffee cups with my name on them and asking me
to shows. Russ's
like to
fans.
Meet and greets. Yeah.
Oh.
Or like I walked
in. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
It was so sweet. And like I'd done like, I think I've maybe done 10 total in 5 years and they still do this. Like,
oh, I love it.
I'll walk up
to the gate.
Now
they're really going
to
do it.
I know. And I would walk up to the gate and she was like, I brought a coffee cup for you to sign. And I was like, what?
Right.
And I don't know. I just think the conversations resonated somehow and I talked about real stuff. And usually it was like, I'd go to church or something and be like, listen to this dank nug from church last night. Like, this rocked my world.
Yeah.
And it resonated. And so finally, I would do a lot of written posts and people were like, when are you going to do a podcast? Or I'd be a guest on podcast a lot.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just love your podcast. I'm like, I think I talk about the same thing on every one. Because, you know, when you go on a podcast, people typically ask you the same kind of questions.
Yeah.
So far on yours, we haven't in the best way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? You keep going there? Because I feel like I tell you the same story while I'm there.
Yeah.
So it's just fun because I wanted people to come have coffee with me and my friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Way less like, so tell me what you've been working on lately. Less interview and more just catching up. And there's a lot of people that they're going to know on this podcast. And I think it's cool that they'll get to know them like I know them.
Yeah. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation to tell you about one of our amazing partners, Nutrafol. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, I want you to know that you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. I'm happy to report that thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, and many users rave that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. Definitely things that are part of many of our daily lives, right? Nutrafol offers 2 targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Like most good things, healthy hair growth takes some time, but you'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months.
In a clinical study, 86% of women reported hair growth after 6 months. And more than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support the show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TSF to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. So get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TSF. And now back to our conversation with Kaylee. Yeah, I think that's one of your superpowers, particularly in the world y'all live in, but in the world that you and I share too, just like being a person, people really trust you.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Does that surprise you?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think I call it familiar face syndrome, that like before anyone should have known who I was, people would be like, I know you from somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, This one was funny. I was graduation day, college, and this guy was like, I know you. I was in the BP on 8th and Franklin.
Yeah, totally.
He goes, I know you. And I was like, no, sir, you don't. And he was like, yes, I do. You're on the TV. And I was like, no, sir, I'm really not. And then he kept coming up to me, and he was like, I figured it out. You're that girl from Bones. I was like, no.
I'm really not.
I'm for sure not Emily Deschanel. I would love to have Zooey Deschanel for a sister, but
right.
I'm definitely not her. I don't even think we look alike. But to this guy, I sure did.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I call it familiar face syndrome. So people feel like we're already friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's been like that forever. Like, we'd be in college. I'd be at Russ's house in college on the front porch. He went to the bathroom. He came back. The girl was crying on my shoulder.
Just like another girl hanging.
Just this girl I'd basically just met.
Yeah.
And I turn and I see him in the door, and he's like looking through the window, and he has his hands up, and he's like, I was gone for 3 minutes. And I just put my arms up like, I don't know.
Right.
People always just tell me stuff.
Yeah. That is what has happened in this podcast.
Yeah,
These episodes that are coming that starts today, every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Releases today. And so people should go subscribe today and start listening. Today is you and Russell.
Yes, it is.
Right? Talking about what?
Just our life. And the most question I ever get is, how did you guys meet? And
yeah.
So it's our honest to goodness story of, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about love and how Hallmark movie it should be. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Love me some Hallmark movies.
Right.
But I'm very aware of how unrealistic those are. I just love a good feel good. So yes. I watch them. But in it, we talk about when we broke up and when Russ was not who he is now. And we both matured so much. And, you know, it's just the real deal, the real honest truth about how we get to where we are. And there's going to be a part two to his.
Oh, good.
Of more of our career story and like how we've worked together to get to this point. But this, the first one is all relationship and it's the truth, you know? It's fun. It was funny. It was fun to do too. Cause I'm like, wait, was that first or was that first?
And
it's just nice to have on record too. Like our kids will have this.
Yes.
You know?
We're gonna put here a little clip of the show. So we'll let everybody go listen to it real quick.
I'm not just saying this because I followed your suit, even though I did. It is way better.
Oh.
And then we got
First of all, you can drink more and not get diabetes.
Yeah. And our friends were all into the pour over life. And we were like, you guys are too bougie.
Too bougie.
Then I started to do Just Cream. But then our friends convinced us to try the pour over life. Mm-hmm. And we
with
nothing in it. And when you do good beans from like a local spot, they roast it. We love Crema or Stay Golden here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that and you make it the right way, you don't need stuff. It's not as bitter. And now that's how we do it. But let's be honest. I have changed your tides on the Starbucks orders.
You have. Very much so.
I am a professional. And because I don't like them too sweet, I get them with just like a pump of something seasonally. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's how I like my coffee.
With Kaylee.
With Kaylee.
I like my coffee with Kaylee.
Oh, okay.
Shazam. Brownie points.
Coffee with Kaylee. Theme song is a work in progress.
Ooh, that's I like that. Is that
Coffee
a rip or something?
Coffee with Kaylee.
I like that.
Vibe?
Yeah, let's vibe on that.
Okay.
Welcome to Coffee with Kaylee. You are my first guest.
I'm honored, love.
You are my first guest.
I'm absolutely honored.
I'm just so excited. I have dreamt of doing this for a very long time, and you have been the sweetest, encouraging me to do it. And the reason it has taken so long is not because of you. It is entirely because...
Remington.
No, it's because of me. It's because of me, because I'm a perfectionist, and I'm like, no, I want to like build a whole studio for it.
But that's what I love about you. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not just going to throw together some iPhone recordings and talk to your friends. Like, you're going to do it right. You're going to make sure it looks good. Cameras, angles, lights, sound.
You made it sound good, so I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let's just give the people what they want.
Let's just give them what they want. They always ask,
how did you guys meet? And how did you marry a celebrity? I want to do that. First of all, that should never be your goal. That was not my goal. We were friends for years. I was dating someone else from back home and honestly don't remember even meeting Russell.
Yeah, we don't really remember meeting. There wasn't like this moment of like... She opens the doors and like the wind just blows in her hair inside a classroom. You know, there was,
I mean, that might have happened.
Doves flew out from behind you. Like, there was no moment like that.
No, we met truly via class. Mm-hmm. We had classes together. Mm-hmm. So someday at some point in time, they went through roll call and they said, Russell Dickerson. And he said, present. And they said, Kaylee Seymour. And I said, present. And that was it. I'm so sorry to ruin everyone's hopes and dreams of the most romantic story of all time.
Yeah. So, tell them when you fell in love with me. I'm just kidding.
I mean, there was actually a couple times. There was a couple times where I was like, ooh, am I in love with him? Maybe. Oh my goodness. I remember the first time I heard you sing. That was a notable moment in my life.
Oh my gosh. Josh Turner.
No, before that we had classical class together.
Oh my gosh.
And you sang Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you and she.
Yeah, it was like that.
It was a little something like
that. It might have even been lower than that.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. And you have to like sing like that, which is so weird. Like nobody does that anymore. That was like 800 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was like, oh, wow, dang. Like, because you were so goofy and funny. My main memory of you was just hugging you in the hallway of MPAC. Mm-hmm. That was the music hall.
Yeah.
That's like my first distinct memory. It was just like hugging you because we were always friends. So how do you go from friends to dating? That's the next question I get asked. How did we do such a thing, honey?
We literally just hung out all the time.
I literally thought you were about to say, we just hooked up.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we did, but we didn't.
I mean, we made out a lot. No.
Not a lot. No, occasionally. Okay.
No, we were friends. No.
It was very PG. Okay. I was going to say keep this PG, but it really was PG. You're a gentleman and I love that about you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We made out a few times, but then we were like, okay, well, actually, I think we're kind of feeling something here.
Yeah.
And then like we actually started hanging out without just like watching a movie and making out. We went to the flea market, shop, got a feel for each other's tastes. Like, what are you into? I'm in the more like shabby chic modern vibes. Like, yeah.
is that how it went down?
No, we just hung out a lot.
I have a distinct memory of that flea market because you walk past like some duck stuff that you hunt. And I was like, wait, what? This like skinny jean wearing like music kid hunts? Like, I didn't know like the country side of you. Mm-hmm. This is rom-commy. And he was like, all right, let's play a game. Like 10 facts like you don't know about me and I'll tell you 10, you know. And we went back and forth alternating. And it was just like very cute. And you eventually got like deeper and deeper. And I was like, oh, wow, shoot. He's like telling me some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that being like, I might be in love with him. But I still was oblivious to it because I was asking you about some other girl you'd been hanging out with. Right. I was like, how are things going? I remember you getting in the car being like, yeah, I don't think I like her anymore. And I was like, oh, and not realizing it's because you realized you liked me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because the girl I was hanging out with, we had hung out a bunch of times and literally got not even past the surface, like the just nothing to talk about.
Hmm.
And within a couple times of hanging out with you, it just like, whew, like I was just so easy to talk to you.
Oh,
that's why I love you.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
still easy to talk to. That's why we're here with Coffee with Kaylee.
Everybody, let's backtrack a second. We both brought baggage into this relationship. Everyone does. For me, I had trust issues from my past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
For you,
I was just commitment fear.
Yeah.
Commitophobia.
Why is that?
Just how previous relationships had ended up, you know, like maybe this is the one. It's like, ooh, no, not that. No. And then like that happened a couple times. And I was just like, just gonna take it easy for a little second. And mm-hmm. I was very shy to jump in to something else.
Yeah. And you didn't want to take anything back because you had done that in the past.
Right. Right.
I didn't know that. So I was here 10 months into our relationship and I was like, he loves me. I know that. Why isn't he telling me?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I was like, I know he loves me. He just doesn't have the guts to tell me. That's super unattractive to me. I'm done here.
I'm out.
I'm running away. And I got home that night. I was bawling, crying because I was like about to break up with you. Were already a friend of mine. But at this point, we were almost a year in. Like, you were my best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, we did everything together. Couldn't get enough of each other. We're still like that.
Yeah.
But back then, I had never experienced something like that before. And so I was in tears and I went to my house. I was like sharing my duplex with my roommates. And I was like, please don't let him be awake, because I didn't want to talk about my feelings. And I just wanted to get in bed and cry it out. And I did. And I remember getting in bed being like, all right, God, I felt like you showed me all along in the beginning. I had this like discernment for you that I had never experienced in my life. Like, I knew when you needed space. I knew when you needed time. Like, I just felt like Holy Spirit was giving me a heads up. Like, mm-hmm. give him a day. Let him hang out with his boys tonight. Like, I just did that. And I was like, I've never experienced this before. And I was like, I just thought all these like little yeses, these little confirmations were leading somewhere. Because my prayer after my last catastrophe relationship before you was, God, if this isn't your best for me, take him away. And so I prayed that with you all the time. I was like, God, just take him away. I don't want it if it's not what you want for me. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't. And I kept being like, I am so serious. And so I was like, well, does this mean we're supposed to be together? I can't tell. And I got in my bed that night and I was like, God, I felt like you've shown me that. But if this isn't your best for me, like, you can take him. But if it is, I need you to fill me with joy right now, because I can't keep going like this.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, never in my life, mind you, to the listeners here, I grew up Presbyterian. Okay. I did not grow up in a setting that something like this happens. I didn't even know this existed. And I laid in my bed that night and the weight of God just fell on me. My whole body started tingling, kind of like when your foot falls asleep. Like, my whole body did that. Like, it felt like it was on fire. And I just started hysterically laughing. I was like, this can't be real. Like, this cannot be real. Like, I was breaking up with him. What is going on? And I'll never forget it. My hands are on top of the covers and this like peaceful weight of a blanket was just on me. And I was like, okay, God, please just don't go. I love you. But at that point, I was like, I don't even give a frick about him. Like, yeah. God, please don't leave. Like, this is the most incredible experience of my life. And I didn't break up with you. And then a month later, you broke up with me. Why don't you take our listeners through what went down?
Kaylee, that episode. I mean, y'all just tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's so helpful. So many of our friends listening aren't married yet.
Yeah.
And want to hear, how do we, what's one example of how you go from start to here?
Mm-hmm.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah. I always say, like, God has to build it. And I had to let him take him away.
Yeah.
Even when I knew that I knew it was him.
Yeah.
And here we are in the same kind of season again.
Yeah.
But I've just learned to trust him so much that even when we started dating—
God or Russell?
God.
Okay.
And Russell, but—
Right.
he had to earn my trust too because of my past experiences. And in the beginning of us dating, I was like, you can take him. Mm. Go ahead. If he's not your best for me, I don't want him.
Yeah.
And I was so sure, based on who I'd sort of dated before him. He took every single guy that I'd had a coffee with or a whatever— And it was like ghosting before I knew ghosting was a thing. We like didn't even have a conversation of, well, we're not going to keep talking. It was just kind of like, oh, we stopped talking after I prayed it.
Well, here's the real thing. What's the difference between, what is the line where it's ghosting? Let's talk about that
for a
minute.
That's a great question.
Like, one date and y'all don't talk again. I think that's fine.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think like you're allowed to both go on a date and then
it's more if you were talking pretty much every day via phone or text. Have a date or two, but even still, if you keep talking and then just stop,
yeah,
it's still ghosty. Yeah. And that's what these were. They were definitely emotional relationships, more so than physical relationships, for sure. But I would always, you know, start to talk. We'd, like, be on the phone for hours. Like, those kind of relationships.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily need a hole. And we talk about it in the podcast of him. He was dating other people when we broke up.
Right.
And there was a girl that they'd hung out for, like, a month. And he was like, I need to go tell her that we're not, that you and I are getting back together.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've hung out, like, four times. Like, you can probably just call her.
Right.
You know? And he's
right.
like, no, I'm going to go see her. I'm going to tell her to her face. But in it, God literally closed every other door he had tried to open.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we were going to go to Target and get some Christmas stuff. And then—
And y'all were college students, right? Here in Nashville?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or were you already done with school?
We had graduated.
Okay.
We'd just graduated.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm going to go— I want to take you to get Christmas stuff at Target, and then I'm going to go to her house and break it off.
Weird.
So we're in Target, just like hugging each other, being disgusting human beings. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I was like, if I saw us in Target right now, I would want to throw up.
Yeah.
Like, we were that gross.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he gets a text from her that says, "How's Target?" And he was like,
on my way to your house. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then I had a dream about another girl.
Yeah.
All of it. Like, God was just like, and we're done here.
Yeah.
And he called the girl. She was obviously very upset. I could hear her through the phone. And I was like, I wish I could just tell that girl. He's not a bad guy. Yeah. Like, you know, we had a year in, you know.
Yeah.
But. So if you're listening to this and you know,
Katie, no, I'm just kidding. I'm making that up. I honestly can't even remember her name.
I don't know it either. But yeah, it was like just, it was messy. Mm-hmm. Like, real relationships aren't that clean and simple. And so we get into it. We talk about the messy stuff.
Yeah. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to share about one of our incredible partners, Flamingo. So I think my friends and I have discussed in the decision fatigue around all the hair removal options that are available to us here in the year of our Lord 2021. There's salon waxing, ouch. There's laser hair removal, ouch and pricey. And there's good old shaving, but you got to remember to get fresh razor heads and the right shave gel. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes all the hair removal options out there can get a little overwhelming. Enter Flamingo and their convenient subscription options that simplify my life and all of our lives. Flamingo is a body care brand that offers full range of quality, affordable hair removal products like award-winning razors and easy-to-use wax kits. And this is so helpful, but if you go to shopflamingo.com/Annie and answer a few short questions about your hair removal habits, Flamingo will suggest a custom routine just for you. And then with a Flamingo subscription, everything gets delivered right to your door automatically, including blade refills that end up being less than $2 a cartridge, y'all. I like the sound of that. You can adjust your subscription as you go or cancel anytime, hassle-free. Y'all, my Flamingo razors are a staple in my routine. I love the satiny feel of the handle. I love the aesthetic because it's chic and the color options are beautiful. But to get right to the heart of the matter, my Flamingo razors provide such a close, comfortable shave every time, and that's the biggest reason I love them. Ready for the smoothest transition into fall ever? Take the quiz at shopflamingo.com/Annie to discover your custom hair removal routine. And you save an extra 10% off your first order when you subscribe using the code Annie at checkout. That's shopflamingo.com/Annie, and the promo code is Annie. And now back to finish our conversation with Kaylee. I think that matters there between how we see relationships on Hallmark and how we were taught by the church of what relationships should look like.
Yeah, we can go
there
too.
It can be, if when it gets messy or when it takes a pattern that isn't one of those two patterns, it feels like, is this wrong? And then the Lord just keeps saying to me and to my friend when we talk about this of like, hey, I'm writing your story.
Mm-hmm.
Like our mutual friend Mia has this beautiful song called Beautiful Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just like always, it's on maybe the first Belonging album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good reminder. What that episode, I can't wait for everybody to hear the whole episode with you and Russell, but that episode is just such a good reminder to me of like, God writes beautiful stories. Yeah. And the story isn't over if the story isn't good.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me, do you want to spill anybody else who's coming this season or do you want it to all be a surprise?
I mean, I can.
Maybe tell us two more to look forward
to. Well, we have to figure out how this one's going to get edited because I had my dear friend Lauren Akins on, and we have not had coffee together since probably we've had children.
Oh, wow.
We see each other, you know, totally. But it's just different than one-on-one girl time that we literally just talked. I was like, this might be a double episode. We've just been through a lot of life together, and like they asked me to bring Willa Gray back with them, so flew me to Uganda to document that process and fought for her alongside her, alongside Lauren. And so it was really beautiful because that was also when she started to like hear God so clearly. Yeah. And I got to be a part of watching that unfold.
Yeah.
And it was just so sweet to see. Yeah. And like at that point, because I had done missions photography for years. And so that's why, one of the reasons why. She was like, you've done this, you've been to Africa, you've documented things like this. And also I just really need you there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, sure. Right. I mean, she called me on a Wednesday. I got my yellow fever shot on Friday, and we left the next Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she was like, you can totally say no, but...
But in 1 week, in 1 week, you
want to go to and like, God moved mountains, truly, like, to get my vaccine in time, and because you're supposed to get it 10 days out, and, like, Vandy wouldn't even give it to me.
Wow.
And it was just... So we talk about all these, like, cool God stories in that process, and just even touching on what it's like to be artist wives, and I just want people to know my people like I know them.
Yeah.
And I just love that I get to have those conversations because I'm like, I loved having coffee in college with all my friends. Mm-hmm. And eventually that faded a little bit. Like, I mean, you still get coffee with a lot of people, but
no. I don't. I don't have time. This is the most coffee I've gotten with someone.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
And I just don't have that time in my calendar.
Me neither. And it was hard because, you know, like a 1 hour coffee turned into a 4 hour thing. And you're like, I don't have that kind of time now that I'm a mom and all that.
Right.
And I was like, how do I have coffee with the most amount of people? And I was like, I'll put it on the podcast.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful. And I just think you're modeling. The other thing you do that I think people are going to love about these episodes is you also model really beautiful friendship with people who are different than you, thanks. With people who don't agree with everything that you think or believe. And yet there's a real love between the relationships and a lot to be learned from the guests.
I feel like that God showed me that so long ago about the different parts of the body.
Yeah.
That like we all are different parts, right? Yeah. Within the church, but also as the church as the whole. Mm-hmm. That just because someone else cares about the hand over here doesn't mean that the foot's not important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could just kind of see, I'm like, I understand that's really important to you and that is important to God, but I can't possibly care about every single thing on the planet that needs to be cared about.
Right, right.
So I care about relationships and that's the heart.
Yeah.
And like, if the heart's my piece of the body and if yours is the hand, I'm going to let you talk to my friends about what it's like to be the hand.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so Lauren, we know Russell, we know Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay, give us one more.
There's going to be names people know and names people don't know.
Yeah.
And one of those is my bestie, Cammy.
Oh, I can't wait for people to hear that.
I can't either. I mean, she's also an Enneagram 7. Yes. All of my favorite people are Enneagram 7.
What are you?
I'm a 3.
That's right. I knew that.
I'm a 3 with a really hard 2-wing. I call myself a 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm really.
That's brilliant.
I'm very much a 2.5. So, I mean, you're a 7.
Yeah.
I'm married a 7.
Yep.
And my bestie's a 7.
Yep.
I love my sevens.
We're around you, yes.
Yeah, I think it's just because if people don't make things light, I will just work.
Yes.
Or I'll think work in what's practical and logical. And I just need someone who's like, let's just go camping.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, yeah, that sounds
You're
so
like,
fun.
Let me make that the best camping trip I could do. Let me put a backsplash in that bus. That's what you do. That's what threes do.
When we went camping for Russell's birthday, I had every meal like in its own Ziploc that it was like prepared. So it was just the best camping experience for everybody involved.
That's exactly
I love camping.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's got to be the best.
Yeah, that's what
I
mean.
And Russ is like, it's just going to be the most.
That's it. The most. Here's the best idea. A 7 will go, here is the best idea. And a 3 will go, I will make it better. And then we bulldoze everyone.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah.
That's what we do. Okay, so Cammy and you have been friends for?
Gosh, since I was 18.
Oh, wow.
First, I met her move-in day at Belmont.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, she walked into my room and was like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah.
And I walked it past her room and it was all pink stuff. And I was like, I don't know about this.
I can't be sure.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not positive. Because I had just left. I have 5 older brothers and she has 2 younger sisters. And we could not have been more opposite.
Yeah.
But she just, you know, sunshine. She's sunshine.
Yeah. Tell me why podcasting is the medium. Why is that the right way versus putting out a book right now or doing a TV show or doing it on Instagram? What is it about getting in people's ears that has you excited?
I think I just love them so much. And especially since I've become a mom, I'm like, I can't sit and read. Mm-hmm. I just said this to Russell this morning. I was like, we need to start having the Bible read in our kitchen while we make coffee.
Oh, wow.
Because just our kids at this toddler phase that you sit down to read and then he falls. And you're you're like, okay, there's seasons for everything. Yeah. And
my favorite Bible podcast, by the way, is Father Mike Schmitz.
Okay, great.
It's the Bible in a year. He reads it. It's 20 minutes every day. I listen every day.
Oh, can't wait.
The best. And because he's a Catholic priest, you also get the Apocrypha, which I've never read before.
Yeah.
And so I'm hearing all these things I've never heard before. It's awesome.
The Book of Tobit.
Yeah. Oh, the Book of Tobit. Have you read it?
No.
It is I was crying on the beach. I was listening to it. It happened this summer while I was on vacation. I'm walking in. Crying.
What?
And I emailed it. Of course I did. I'm such a yahoo. I was like, dear Father Mike, I was like, I have to tell you that the Book of Tobit, just like, I put Tobit in my journal. So you really went for it. That is the one. But there's one called Judith that's awesome.
Great.
But
we love
Judith. The Book of Tobit, man.
Wow.
Get ready.
It's hilarious. It always stuck with me because I have a brother named Tobin. And so I'm like, I was like, oh, you're kind of almost in the Bible.
Right.
In the Apocrypha.
In the Apocrypha. Right. Almost in the Bible. Okay. So sorry.
Yes.
Y'all want to listen to
we
the Bible.
We have ADD.
Right. Yes. A lot of coffee.
Yeah. Also, yeah. But we also do have ADD. So it's like we really do need it just read over us. And so that's where we're at. That's the season we're at. And so it's funny, I meant to tell you this. Anytime I miss you and I know you're busy, I literally just turn on the podcast. And I'm like, well, I wish I could hang out with Annie on this walk right now, but I know she's working.
Right.
And so I'm just going to listen. And that truly is part of why I wanted to do it. I was like, that has meant so much to me. And I've never actually even told you that, that I want to be able to do that for other people.
Yeah. It's such a gift. I do not take it lightly that the sacredness that we're in tens of thousands of people's ears right now. Of just like people walking and living their life, and we get to be a part of that, whether they're on a treadmill or in their kitchen or in their car, or maybe they're just sitting at home. But I love that we get to be a part of multitasking things where they can get something done and feel like they have friends.
Yes, I was just about to say that, that they have friends.
Okay, well, I can't wait for people to hear it.
I can't either. I can't believe it's real.
It's real.
It's here.
It's here today. It's
out. And thank God for you, because Lord knows I have talked about doing this for a million years, and I was ready to do it all by myself. And I was like, I can do it, because that's my threeness. So I'm like, I got it. And I'm like, I'm not going to just put microphones in a closet. I'm going to make a whole studio, and I'm going to decorate it. I'm going to paint it. Just so ridiculous. And thanks to you, it's actually happening, because I needed deadlines and I needed someone who's like, here, let me help you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It's our team. Because
you're the proest of pros. So thanks for having me.
Having you on the network we call it an amusement park of podcasts, and you are a great new ride for everybody. I mean, it just makes so much sense. You fit so well in the ethos of what we're building and in what we think God's asking us to do for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so you're a very easy fit. I hope we're doing this for years and years
and years.
I hope you don't ever get sick of it. Okay, the last question we always ask.
Yes.
Because the show and the network you're on is called That Sounds Fun. Tell me what sounds fun to you.
Honestly, I already touched on it. Going camping.
Yeah. Okay. And now you have the fall.
I know. Because we, on the flip side of it, once you get past the grief stage.
Yes.
We're like, well, what does this mean?
Yes. What does this make possible?
We get to go camping for the first time in the fall. Because, last year was just weird. Let's just scrap that one.
Right.
We get to go do it.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens. I don't know. I love camping.
Do you do it in tents or do you do it in a camper?
In a tent.
Oh, wow. Y'all are real.
Well, we have Thermarest. They're these inflatable things. So you're not sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
But this would be the first time with a kid. So we were talking about that last night. How do you do that when it's not, you don't have blackout curtains?
Right.
How would we put him to sleep? And Russell's like, I don't know. I guess we would just figure it out. I'm like, all right. Well, seems pretty precarious to do. But
don't go far away.
Yeah, I was like, maybe we start in the backyard.
Yeah, we do one night.
And see how that goes. And then maybe we can go to the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I am not a pro camper by any stretch, but I will rent a camper and follow along. Hey, I will sleep in a building that I drive with me.
The real life hack is we just went camping in Disney World and—
Yes, that was unbelievable.
That's the real life hack, because you get to stay across from like the Magic Kingdom on the lagoon. And I grew up camping there in tents. So I fell in love with it when I was like in middle school and high school.
I cannot believe y'all would camp in tents and then go to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were so, honestly, it was the ultimate. Back then, I think it was like 45 a night.
Oh, my gosh.
So we could stay for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As opposed to like two nights in one of the hotels.
Yeah.
And, but you're so tired from Disney, you just didn't care.
Yeah.
You never woke up.
Yeah.
And, you, I mean, you woke, we were alive.
Some of us never woke up. Yikes, Kaylee. The terrible trip to Disney. You didn't wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
you just slept
all the way through. And so once we had a tour bus, I was like, we can take the bus.
Yeah.
And so it was fun, but it definitely wasn't camping.
What a gift from God that even though the touring will not happen like y'all thought it would this fall, you had it long enough to go to Disney for Remy for his birthday.
I know.
That
it was the best.
Very kind.
It was very kind.
All right, sis, I love you. Thanks
love
for doing
you
this.
So much.
I'm so excited.
Thanks
I can't wait for people to hear the new show, Coffee with Kaylee. And wherever you're listening to this, you can go listen to that, and people are just going to love it. What
I
a great show.
Wait.
Oh, you guys, isn't she the best? Okay, listen, while you are holding your device, however you're listening to us, keep listening, but go ahead and search for Coffee with Kaylee. Subscribe right now. You've got to hear the rest of this episode with Russell. It's so good. And once you enjoy the show, share it with your friends, rate it and review it. It helps so much. And follow Kaylee so you can tell her thanks for being on the show and how excited you are that she is launching this new show. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. And today, what sounds fun to me is going to Radnor Lake. I would love to go outside now that the leaves are barely changing. I'm ready to be at Radnor. So that's what sounds fun to me. Have a great couple of days. We'll see you back here on Friday with a returning favorite, Tyler Merritt. See you guys then.